three-act tragedy, The Hercule Poirot Mystery, by Agatha Christie. Narrated by Andrew Sachs.
First Act, Suspicion. Chapter 1, Crow's Nest. Mr. Satterthwaite sat on the terrace of Crow's Nest and watched his host, Sir Charles Cartwright, climbing up the path from the sea. Crow's Nest was a modern bungalow of the better type. It had no half-timbering, no gables, no excrescences dear to a third-class builder's heart. It was a plain, white, solid building, deceptive as to size, since it was a good deal bigger than it looked. It owed its name to its position high up, overlooking the harbour of Lumoth. Indeed, from one corner of the terrace, protected by a strong balustrade, there was a sheer drop to the sea below. By road, Crow's Nest was a mile from the town. The road ran inland and then zigzagged high up above the sea. On foot it was accessible in 7 minutes by the steep fisherman's path that Sir Charles Cartwright was ascending at this minute. Sir Charles was a well-built, sunburnt man of middle age. He wore old grey flannel trousers and a white sweater. He had a slight rolling gait and carried his hands half-closed as he walked. 9 people out of 10 would say, "Retired naval man, can't mistake the type." The 10th, and more discerning, would have hesitated, puzzled by something indefinable that didn't ring true. And then perhaps a picture would rise unsought. The deck of a ship, but not a real ship. A ship curtailed by hanging curtains of thick, rich material. A man, Charles Cartwright, standing on that deck, light that was not sunlight streaming down on him, the hands half-clenched, the easy gait, and a voice, the easy, pleasant voice of an English sailor.